Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from downtown Denver, Colorado, literally downtown Denver. And we're at the downtown Hyatt, where the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference is being held. I'm here on a number of capacities, broadcasting my show. I'm going to be on the stage a couple of three times. I'm a sponsor of this event. We're also an exhibitor. We brought our resources here to show the SBDCs what we've created to help them to do their job a little bit better, and we're very excited about that because they like what we brought them, and it always makes me happy to know that we've created something that will help these people, because boy howdy do they do wonderful work, and boy howdy do they need people to help them, because they got too much to do and not enough resources to do it with, and they've got a heavy load, but they do it with such incredible class and such a flair. And one of those people who does that is Robin Lasher, and Robin is a counselor with North Texas, the North Texas SBDC. I know those guys because I've seen their success stories 2 years in a row, and boy, did they turn out some good success stories. But she's here with us right now, folks. We're gonna learn about what it's like out there where the rubber meets the road at an SBDC. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
How are things in North Texas?
Well, actually, they're pretty good. We had what I consider mild summer. In fact, we appreciated all that extra rain.
Yeah, I bet you did. Robin, I've told my audience for years about SBDCs and about what you guys do, but it's been a while since we've had a real live counselor on the show to talk about what you guys do. Tell the audience what it's like in the week of a life of a small business development counselor.
Well, I work, of course, one-on-one with my clients, in counseling sessions, also in training classes. I teach a program called Fast Track. But each week when I go in there, I have a schedule laid out. And if I see I have any empty spaces, by golly, I'm going to get on the phone and I'm going to contact some clients and make sure that I'm going to use all my time as productively as possible.
See, that's what I like about what she said just now, ladies and gentlemen. Is she's not sitting there in her office at the SBDC office waiting on the phone to ring, waiting on somebody to wander in. She's got an agenda. She's got things to do. She's got places to go and people to help. And you got people you can call if you mm-hmm. got some room just to check on them, right? These are people, right. Just, hey, how you doing? You know, people that maybe you help get an SBA, a guaranteed mm-hmm. loan or something like that, following up with them.
And I think that's really very, very important. You need to follow up with your clients. Oftentimes, it's not like they actually forget us, but they get
They're
so
busy.
They are busy.
They're making payroll. And they're slaying the dragon every week.
I agree. And they actually appreciate it when I call them and ask, how's things going? Yeah. Oh, Robin, you must have known I was thinking that I needed to talk to you.
Yeah.
But the and certainly I always want to have available counseling time for new clients, but I am very, very proactive. I'm going to follow up with my clients, certainly schedule them for meetings with me, mm-hmm. whatever we can do to make sure that we're addressing their needs at that time.
Okay, Robin, I just walked in. Hi, Robin. I'm Jim Blasingame. I have a small business. Things aren't going really well. Where do we start?
Well, actually, now if they're a new client, they do fill out a form for us.
Okay.
And then I ask
just,
them.
Just basically
yeah.
what their name is, their company yeah. name. I mean, this is not a credit check, folks. This is
no,
just,
not
this
at
is
all.
Just so we can record that you came by.
Yeah.
Because remember what I said a minute ago? Recording that you came by helps these folks justify their existence so they can help continue to help people, right?
And absolutely. And actually, when I take them into the office, I take that form and I start real quickly. I'm looking at the bottom line because that's where they're telling me mm-hmm. what they need.
You know where to, and, helps you know where to start.
That way we can – okay. Let's talk about some of these needs you have. And then I listen.
Mm-hmm.
You want to listen to the client.
What do they say?
Usually like, well, you know, I've been in business a couple of years, and I need to start growing a little more. I know I should market.
This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I should be marketing.
Where's my cash?
Yeah. And oh yeah, that's a very common. You know, I really need some extra dollars. And
or maybe things are going better than I ever hoped, but I'm out of cash.
And
they don't realize Blessing Game's third law of small business. It is possible to the second law is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Mm-hmm. We're all undercapitalized. And the other thing is it is possible to succeed yourself out of business, isn't it?
Indeed, it is. And many times when clients come in, certainly I will often let them know that startup is a critical time, a lot of high risk for a small business. They need to be prepared. But I also know that the next, bump in the road, when they start to grow, they're again at high risk, because oftentimes they start growing too fast.
Right.
They're not managing accounts receivable.
All those customers that they worked so hard for. I mean, they pulled off, maybe they pulled a miracle off to get a piece of business. But the customer that they're so proud of 90 days ago hasn't paid for them for the goods that were delivered 60 days ago, and they've already had to pay for them for the last 30 days ago.
That's right.
And so, basically, they didn't make a sale. They made a loan.
You're very correct. And we try to help our clients understand that. It is so important to manage your customers.
Right.
But I will tell you...
But you teach them the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's one of the things you do. Isn't that like one of the most important things you could tell somebody?
Cash is king.
Cash is king, it is. Mm-hmm. Profit's queen, but cash is king, isn't it?
That's right.
Of course, in my house, the queen is bigger than the king. So you got to kind of turn that around. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. I got two ladies sitting in front of me, folks. I have to be correct here. Robin Lasher is our guest. She's with the North Texas Small Business Development Center. She's a real live SBDC counselor and one of my heroes. Stay with me.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. And as you know, I'm broadcasting live from downtown Denver, where the Association of Small Business Development Centers is holding their 2007 annual conference. We're just having a great time. I wish you could see all these folks. I've never seen so many excited people to be here. It's a family. The way the SBDC counselors feel about each other, it's a family. They're doing incredible work. They're way, way, way overworked and way, way, way underpaid. And if you know that, and if you see them being so excited and wanting to learn more and more, you realize that this is a calling for them. It's a profession, but folks, it's a calling. And it's a ministry, really, in a lot of ways for a lot of them. And I see that in their eyes. I hear that. And that's the reason why, as long as I draw breath and as long as I can, I'm going to continue to support all the things that they do. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, and one of the reasons why you're listening to this show with me being here in Denver. We're visiting with Robin Lasher right now. She is a real-life SBDC counselor in North Texas, based out of Fort Worth, Texas. Is that right?
And I'm a counselor with the Tarrant County College Small Business Development Center. We are indeed part of the North Texas region.
Yeah, and see, that's an interesting point to make there, Robin, because you are basically your lead partner in your SBDC is a community college.
That's right.
And we just had Mark Petrelli, who's their lead partner, is the Department of Commerce in Illinois. And Jody Keene is going to be on in a minute, and her lead partner is a major university. So a lot of different lead partners they give you space, they provide you a place to be, that kind of thing.
And I will say, with the community colleges, especially, that they are part of their local community.
Absolutely.
And it allows us to have additional resources and an additional reach in our community.
Folks, by the way, I'm going to give you that website. It's asbdc-us.org, and go there. There's a map there of the United States. Click on the state that you're from and it'll give you all the names, addresses, phone numbers, all the contact information for an SBDC nearest you. Have you got your own website that you'd like to give somebody, Robin?
Well, now, I actually have a website.
Well, you can do that. I'll take that one. Okay.
It's bizplanguide.com. I started this in 2000.
And what's it all about?
It's all about resources for small businesses.
And this is your own personal website?
Yes, and I've
had, I told you they're dedicated, folks. You just can't hold them back.
And what I will tell you, if somebody goes there, I will not try to sell them one thing.
Good for you.
This is all freebie stuff. But
good
if
for
they,
you.
They need to go to the website, click on the Getting Started page, and right. tons of resources.
Give it to us again quickly.
It'll be bizplanguide.com.
All right. Check it out, folks. It's a great, great resource, I promise you. Okay, Robin, a minute ago we talked about, you know, hi, Robin, started a business a year or two ago. Help me out. But I happen to know, and I've gotten more to know this more and more in the last couple of years as one of the judges of your success story contest. I found out more than I knew about you guys. I thought I knew a lot, but I found out even more. And one of the things I found out is you're dealing with many people who have 20-year small businesses, 30-year small businesses. Maybe they're transitioning from one owner to the other, from parent to child, whatever it might be. People who maybe they're trying to transition from a 20th century business to a 21st century business. And talk to us about some of those issues.
Well, you know, certainly we want to develop long-term relationships with our clients. And oftentimes we see in that transition phase family-owned businesses where someone's wanting to pass it on. But the let's say whether it's a child or another relative, there's challenges in that they may have they understand the business, but maybe they don't have certain skills. Mm-hmm. It's always about truly understanding how to manage the business and management in all aspects, functional areas of the business.
But also how maybe, you know, a lot of times the business needs to be passed on. The family wants to pass it on to the next generation, but mm-hmm. the next generation doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
The parents can't pass it on for nothing. They've got, that's their retirement.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a funding mechanism there. You help them with that too, don't you?
Yes, certainly when the family wants to, because I've seen this several times, you have some a parent, they're wanting to, let's say, pass that on, but they do want a return. And oftentimes that's where you're looking at, taking out a loan mm-hmm. so that you mm-hmm. can buy that. And I will say also sometimes the parents' relatives will finance it for them, but oftentimes a preferable method, let me get my money up
front.
But
they need help with that, and that's where the SBDCs come in. They help them, and there's no charge for any of that.
Absolutely. We do not charge for any of our counseling services.
Yeah. Robin, you're one of my heroes.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do for small
Thank
business
you.
Owners. Very much. And we look forward to seeing you again the rest of this week while we're up here. Thanks. Robin Lasher, ladies and gentlemen, she's an SBDC counselor, a real live SBDC counselor. Quick break. Right back with Jody Keenan. She's also an SBDC professional, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.